There are things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner. Flickering of the lights. A disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story. Share your evidence. Because this isn't just your story. This is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every week we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very much for joining me today. I hope everyone's having a great week. Over here in Minnesota, it's warm. People are melting in the streets. It's pretty ridiculous. I know that not everywhere has this, but I mean, for the last 2 weeks or something, we've been in the upper 80s, 90s. I think all this week we're going to be in the 90s. And, I don't mind it too much, but this has really been quite the hot summer. And the sad part about this is for those of us who like to occasionally get into our vehicles and maybe chase tornadoes and stuff like that, unfortunately, it really hasn't been a lot of storms like that. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want storms to come into metropolitan areas or towns and ruin anything, destroy things, uproot people's lives. But I do love going out into the fields and seeing if I can find a tornado or just look at cloud formations, a lot of fun stuff like that. And so far this season, at least around my neck of the woods, I haven't been able to do that, which, I'm sure now that I say it, it's going to either change or get much worse. But you never know. Now, down in Arizona is what they call monsoon season, and it's quite the different thing altogether down there. Very stormy, which is not usual, and I'll be corrected if I'm wrong, in the area. And so that is a very interesting dynamic, that up here we are dry. We've been dry for quite some time, haven't we? And down in Arizona in the desert, it's monsoon season. So that's really interesting. And why I bring up Arizona is because we are going to be talking to our favorite medium, who is here every month with us, and we have some great conversations, and I'm always happy to have her on with us, because I am thrilled to welcome back psychic medium and tarot card reader Ane. Ane has a lifetime of intuitive experience. She spends her time traveling throughout the Midwest and her home state of Arizona, providing her services at conventions, mediumship galleries, psychic fairs, and weekly Facebook Live broadcasts. You have also seen her on the Facebook Live series with me called Living Paranormal, which is a live paranormal investigation of amazing locations. We're going to talk a little bit about that today, because we've been both of us been very disappointed. We haven't been able to get out the way that we wanted to for this. These are geared for the viewer to take part. It's not just us talking about what's happening. This is really meant for the viewer to take part. Ane can now add to the above the position of head pastor of the Church of Tamara in Tucson, Arizona, as we are excited to talk a little bit about that today, too. Ane, welcome to Ghost Box Radio.
Thank you, Greg. It's so good to be here again.
Well, thank you very much for being here. And one of the things that Ane is offering today, whenever we have her on, she is very graciously giving us her gifts of one question readings. As we know, she is a psychic medium, tarot card reader, meaning that she can help us with questions like, am I going to get a new job? How is this investment going? Do you see love in my life? Stuff like that. What she will not do, though, please don't ask her for mediumship. Mediumship meaning, like, is my grandma there? My mom passed away. Can she come through? That's a different sort of thing. She can do it, but not for this show. That's more of a level for setting up a special reading with her through her website, ane.org. We'll talk a little bit more about that too. And also, let's try to keep it light. These one question readings, don't give us some sort of details of your life, because honestly, you don't want the world to hear them, right? And this is meant to be just kind of help you along. Nothing about politics, nothing like that. So if you would like a reading with Ane, you can call in 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. I am streaming all over the internet today. I am on the AM 950 page. I am on Paranormal United Network 2. I am on Minnesota Ghost Box, Parafriends. You can leave a comment in one of those chats, and I will see it, and I'll ask Anne if you have a question for her, and you can send us an email. The email address is comment@am950radio.com. Now that we got through all of that, and people, you can send through a question anytime you want, okay? You don't have to – we're just going to banter here for a bit. I can already see the phones ringing. My goodness, we're going to have a good day. So first of all, how is the pastorship going?
It's going really well, Greg. It's, you know, again, the church was closed for a while. So, and then with the head pastor Vita retiring, who I love and admire greatly, and I have some huge shoes to fill in that one. It's starting to pull together because I'm, you know, I used to have my spiritual services in Eau Claire, Wisconsin when I lived there. And so I'm implementing a lot of that into these services here, which isn't too far off because this is the church I grew up in, and it's a spiritual, metaphysical church that I love. And I'm still keeping it in the same form. But we're doing really good, except for today. I couldn't be there. I was rained in because we were talking about monsoon season, and I am rained in. I live in Tucson, but I live in the outskirts of Tucson, so every road that leads to Tucson from my house is rained in with like rivers. The road you cannot drive, so I'm like basically trapped in my house.
Oh my goodness! Once again, folks, we have Anne on, psychic medium, tarot card reader, head pastor of Tamara Church, paranormal investigator. We have her in, not in studio, but we have her on today. You can get one question readings from her. You can send us a note on the Facebook page. We're out just about everywhere. You can send an email to comment@am950radio, or you can call in at 952-946-6205. And that's where we're going to go right now to Pamela, who from Northern California, who is looking for a reading. Pamela, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah. Thank you.
So do you have a question for Anne?
Yeah. First, I would like to just tell her congratulations for her new position. And also just any kind of a general, you know, what's coming up for me in my life or what do I need to know most right now? Just a general reading is good.
All right. Thanks, Pamela. Thank you. I appreciate that. And general for you, yes. Let's see what we got here for you. You know, Pamela, I'm shuffling the cards, but already before I even, you know, I just picked up the jacket, but Spirit's already putting like cards in my head and telling me that they're showing me the Ace of Pentacles already. So there's something new that you are doing as far as a career or money financially. Something new is happening or money is coming to you, something with that is definitely regarding the financial realm there. And they're kind of saying it's like it's something that you do already, but you're adding to it. So there's like it's like something Ooh. New. So this is like an expansion of what you're doing, or you've just like kind of added on because they're saying the word added on to me. So I haven't even laid out a card yet. So here we go. It shows here right here. I've got the Ten of Cups here for you with the Six of Rods and the Hierophant. That represents to me right here happiness, the epitome of love and happiness. You are reaching where your goals and where you're wanting to be in as far as emotions and family and love and just life in general. And the Six of Rods is saying there, just to back that up, is like you are proud of yourself. You are victorious in all these things that you are trying to accomplish and do. And the Hierophant, even on top of that, with all these things, tells me here that this is something that you found your niche, sweetheart. You are being looked to for leadership and guidance and also knowledge. And so you're the one that they look to and come to. And this is where you are really successful too, because you know, you've got more ideas coming your way. Every time you like reach a you think you reach another level and like you think, okay, this might be it, then a new idea seems to be happening. It's like all of a sudden light bulbs are going off in my head and they're showing me light bulbs going off in your head. And you've got double twos here and it's like, and you're just trying to figure out exactly like it's duality twos. I got two twos here right for you. And it's regarding work and thoughts and you're kind of like in a stalemate going, which one do I do? Do them both, hon. if, because it's saying here you're trying to figure out how to make it happen. It's saying you don't have to make a decision. Do them both. Figure out the steps that you need to make them happen and what to do to implement them both into your life, because you can do this. I see you celebrating with the Three of Cups here and taking charge and just no stress, okay? No stress, no worries.
Okay.
Just focus on the happiness and the positive energy and your goal, and you're going to get there.
Great. Thank you so much.
Pamela, how does that sound to you? Does that resonate to you?
Absolutely. I have so many different things going right now, and it seems like there's just one thing that is like my main focus that's been my dream I've been working on for a long time, and it just keeps, you know, just keeps building and building. So that's awesome. But then I've got these other like offshoot things that, you know, totally are in my heart and soul, but it's just kind of like, well, which way do I go? Or, you know, you know, is this the right thing to do? And it sounds like it's all just, you know, just follow my heart, just keep doing what I'm doing, and it's all going to be successful and good. So I won't worry about it. I'll take Anais' advice. I'll just go with the flow and just go for it. Thank you so much.
Well, and please make sure that you come back and let us know how everything's going, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Pamela. Really appreciate it. So we got one down. Remember, folks, we are doing one question readings with Anais. You can call in 952-946-6205. It's kind of nice because you can get a back and forth reaction with her. You can also send through a note through Facebook, or you can send us an email. Email address is comment@am950radio.com. What we're going to do is we're going to take our first break. And when we come back, we have some messages lined up for Anais, and we will do more of this. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM950. And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM950. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you for joining us. Our guest today is psychic medium, tarot card reader, Anais. And Anais, we just had one reading that we got through. So are you getting yourself warmed up over there for more?
I am. I'm always warmed up.
Right. You're always on. Always on. So, folks, don't forget, if you want a reading today, a one-question reading, all we ask is that you don't ask for mediumship, which is asking for, like, you know, Uncle Frank to come through or something like that after he has passed. If he wants to make himself known to Anais, he will certainly do so. But if you just have a question about finances or a new job or am I going to take a vacation this year, stuff like that, those are the things that you can definitely call in and ask. Something more that's more in-depth, we always ask to set up a session with Anais separately, and you could do so going to www.onae.org and schedule an appointment with her for a reading. Could be a half hour, could be 60 minutes. And a lot of people, I mean, everyone who I've known who have done this have always said it's well worth the time. But if you do have a one-question reading, call in 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. Why that's important to call in? Because you can have a little back and forth with Anais if you have any follow-up questions or anything like that, which is not something you can normally get unless you schedule a reading with her. Also, you can send an email. You can send it to comment@am950radio.com. And also, we are streaming on a bunch of different platforms right now on Facebook, and you can put through a question on there. And that's where I'm going right now. I'm actually on the Minnesota Ghost Box Facebook page, and Joe is on there. And Joe says, do you have anything special for me today, Anais? Love you bunches. So we got that.
All right. Well, thank you, Joe. Let's see. Let's see what I got here for you. Love you bunches. All right. I am not on that page on Facebook, but I am feeling like there's new beginnings here for you, Joe. It looks like something stressful, but in the past, it's like I got a red one, and that represents beginnings and passions here. And it does look like here there's stress around it, though, but it does look like here with it, success. So do not stress over that. You got the Star card. You got the Ace of Swords, which means probably signing of some paper of some sort or writing. There's definitely something coming up here quickly, and it looks like it's happening fast, and you're moving towards this path. and it's towards success, and it is bringing you peace because they're showing me the dove, and the dove represents peace, and you have the strength and the ability to handle this and make it work. So you have what it takes, so just listen to your heart. Listen to what your spirit is saying to you on your path, because it does look like here that communication is coming up. You're kind of feeling like you don't like, which decision do you make? You're not really sure how to see that you see it coming or how it's going to go. But it's saying here, you have what it takes. You have that fire in you to be successful with this new idea and this new venture that you're going for. Because I've got the aces here, and aces represent new beginnings. But with the swords, it represents signing of papers or writing of some sort or some kind of contract thing. So move forward with it. Don't stress over it, because this is something that's just all going to balance out for you. You're going to figure it out. And it's all going to come together successfully. I'm going to leave that with you, hon, and I hope that helps.
And there you go. Joe, let us know if that resonates at all, or if you have any follow-up as well to that. And once again, we are doing one-question readings today. You can call in 952-946-6205. You can put a comment into one of the places we're streaming at if you like. I saw some come through. Once again, we're not doing mediumship in the show. It just, unless someone reaches out to Ane specifically, that's normally saved right for if they get a session with you that they can book over at ane.org, right?
Yes, because, you know, I mean, I can give them, you know, medium messages, but on the radio, it's going to sound generic, because, of course, I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to be able to get into depth, because it's, you know, we're timed. It's I'm feeling rushed. So I want it to be sincere and loving and messages of healing, love, and light, and that's what I want to bring when I talk with their loved ones. And I like to bring them specifics. I want to bring them, you know, proof, like, okay, this is, I'm getting this symbol, I'm getting this scenario, I'm getting this word or this name or this feeling, or I'm seeing this kind of thing. I want to be, but that takes me a little bit of time to sit down and make sure I'm getting them some good detail that they can trust and know and in their heart that this is real, that I am truly connecting with their loved one. And on a radio, I'm rushed. It's going to, unless this person comes in and zooms in and is giving me, you know, detail right away, and really strong with it, then yeah, sure. But I prefer to just, I don't want to sound generic. I really want to give them quality where they are, you know, truly getting the healing messages they need to hear.
And that's the thing too, is like I listen to occasionally different mediums and different shows, not trying to put them down or anything, but there is that thing of sounding generic about it. And that's something I've never thought about with anything that you've done, that it's, you know, as you always say, putting, you know, give some meat and potatoes with the readings, with the cards that,
yes,
you pull and stuff. And that's something that, you know, I understand that there's people who want to hear from loved ones and are, you know, that it's disappointing to hear, well, you know, you're right there, couldn't you just give me a little something? But at the same time, too, I mean, and you're not saying this, but I'm saying this, that this is also a livelihood for you, right?
Yes.
I would assume that it would be helpful, you know, because you are giving out so much, and you do readings very often for people. All you're asking for is a little give back too, right? Just schedule a reading, just schedule an appointment. It's not going to be worth, it's not going to be a waste of people's time, basically.
No. I definitely make sure I have people, when they leave here, they feel that they have definitely connected in some form to spirit in one way or another. Whatever they're needing, I make sure that their time and money is spent well, and they leave happy.
And once again, you could schedule a reading with Ane. You could do a 30-minute or a 60-minute. You can go to www.onae.org. And schedule, very simple to schedule reading there on the website. So definitely do that. Joe responded, and she says, beautiful, spot on for what I was anxious about. Thank you so very much. Have a wonderful day. And thank you too, Greg. And I think the biggest point of that message is that I don't get thanked enough for being the conduit. And it's good that, you know, people do see that, right? I mean, you have to understand where I'm coming from, Ane, right? That
I do, Greg,
yeah.
But you know what? I am always giving you kudos for everything that you do. I make sure that everyone understands that you are the grill master. You are the most amazing person who is like the, you have the special show on the radio that gives everybody the little respite that they need. And it's so interesting. And you are the most conscientious and giving radio host I know.
Well,
and you have the most interesting shows.
I know you do. I'm just talking to everyone else because I get so often like, hi, Anne, you know, when they just put their you know, they're on my show and it says, hi, Anne. And Greg, don't forget Greg, you know, he's here too. He's that other voice you're hearing, right? You know, we're not trying to make a big deal out of it, and I'm sure I haven't. But
no, we're not whining at all.
No, not one bit. What we're going to do, let's take our next break. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. This last week, I was out in Crystal, Minnesota, working on a project with Char, who works over at Collective Dimensions. So we met over at Collective Dimensions, and I got to say, boy, that's a fun place to be. I just went into the store, and we spent quite a bit of time going over some stuff for a project I'll be talking about later. But, you know, the energy of the store itself is so... It's calm, but there's energy to it. There's people in there doing stuff and helping other people. And I saw people coming in getting some advice on metaphysical ideas and maybe classes that they should take. And it was really just a lot of fun to go to. And, you know, you heard the commercial earlier, and I'm going to say it here again. You know, check out Collective Dimensions. Check it out if you want to, you know, see what kind of metaphysical services that they offer, from Reiki to – they also do tarot card readings, that they offer classes on a wide range of things. They have a lot of wonderful products there that you can check out that kind of go into that area. Collective Dimensions believes in connection, inclusion, love, oneness, and compassion. I would highly recommend checking it out. If you don't want to go out to Crystal right now because your tires have melted to the street, I understand, but you can go to their website, collectivedimensions.com, and you can see what works for you. And I, you know, if Nikki and Carl are out there, please say hello. Please let them know that you came out there because you heard us talk about them, because honestly, every time I go out there, I'm impressed, and I just love seeing them do well. So please go out to Collective Dimensions. Once again, their site is collectivedimensions.com. Tonight, though, every Sunday night, I do what we call a spirit box session. And what that is I take a piece of paranormal equipment, and what I believe happens to it is I can reach out to your loved ones. You might say that sounds a little bit science fiction-y. Check it out. Join me tonight at 10 p.m. on my Facebook page. Also on Minnesota Ghost Box, Paranormal United Network, Parafriends. Check out – those are all Facebook pages. Check it out. Enjoy. Join in. Do what you want. If it doesn't seem right to you, if it doesn't seem to make sense, that's quite all right. It's not meant for everybody, but we do reach out to loved ones, and I've been able to help a number of people here from their loved ones who have passed over. So that's tonight at 10, and I hope to see you there. Also, if you miss Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken Live, AM 950 kindly replays these episodes Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, or you can listen anytime by going to Spotify or go to iTunes. After listening, please leave a positive review for my show. Please send a positive review to the station. If you like what you're hearing, please let people know. Please let other people know that I'm on the air, because this is a lot of fun to do. And I really feel like that we offer a very good product. Our guest today is psychic medium, tarot card reader, Anne, and we are doing one-question readings. Don't forget, if you have a reading that you want to ask a question to Anne for her to give you a reading on, you can go to Facebook. We are streaming on the Paranormal United Network 2. We are on AM 950. We are on Minnesota Ghost Box. We're in Parafriends Events. If you're listening to the stream, you can go there, leave a message in the comments, and I will find it, and I'll ask Anne. You can send an email to comment at am950radio.com, or you can call in at 952-946-6205. That way you can have a little bit of a conversation with Anne, and that's where we're going to right now. Vicki, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. Hi, Greg. Hi, Anne.
So do you have a question for Anne then?
Yes. I was wondering if she saw me, if she thinks there's love in my future again.
Hi, Vicki. Let's see what we got here for you, hon.
Okay.
All right. You know, they're telling me, I'm shuffling the cards, but they're already just talking to me and telling me yes. And is there somebody already in that you have in mind? Because they're just saying all right, the number one already. So as if like you already know or possibly are thinking about this person already.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay, yeah, because that's what they're showing. Now, let's see. And I'm going to say, you know what, with this person, do you feel as if you've known them before, like you had this connection, like when you look in each other's eyes, you feel as if you've been together before?
Absolutely.
Yes, that's because
scary.
You had a, yeah, I know. But you know what, it is the most amazing feeling, it really is, when you look in someone's eyes and you can see their soul and feel as if you've had this connection with them before. It is actually, they're telling me, a past life relationship that you've had, and you are coming back into each other's lives again for another recycle. I know this kind of sounds silly, but this is kind of what they do. They're showing me the recycle signs. This means that they are coming back. The two of you, your souls are reconnecting. And I have this when I cut the deck, and I've got a red two, which means a passion in a partnership. And I also have a red six. It means the two of you are like very creative and you guys like have the same interests and things like that. That's coming up here for you. And so I do see growth here happening in this relationship. And, you know, right now you've got, you know, you're not sure whether you have to take action or where to take action, but you do have a lot of things that you do have in common. And it does, like, you have double knights in this. This also is you also have double psychic cards in this too, which means connection, spiritual connection. Listen to your intuition, okay? It's going to guide you. The both of you are really kind of, you know, basically leaving it up, you know, in limbo, feeling limbo, but leaving it up to faith, okay? And just having faith that this is it. Because I do see a decision coming up for you. Have faith with it. It's, you know, I know it seems like it's moving fast, which means at times kind of makes you feel like, oh, wait, maybe we should stop or slow down or something. What's going on with this, with these feelings? But I do feel like this person is very grounded, well-grounded, and I see passion, and I see happiness. I see the celebration. So, yes, and it's not like it's like you're just flying off, you know, and just kind of in la-la land with this person. This is very – you have a lot of earth in this, a lot of pentacles, which represents earth and grounded. So all the actions you're taking, you're not just kind of just, you know, being like a teenager and just kind of like, yeah, I'm in love today. No, this is – you guys are actually like thinking this through, taking actions that way. On a pace where you know you're sure-footed, even though it does feel like this is like, wow, oh my goodness, I can't believe the connection we're having. So it's going to turn out okay. Just, you know, take your time. If things get a little, you know, a little scary at times, you know, because it's just such an intense connection. But it is because you have that because you saw each other's soul in each other's eyes and you recognized each other. And that's what that is. And that's what I'm getting for you. And I hope that helps, hon.
Oh, it does. Thank you very much.
So Vicki, so that sounds like it does resonate with you quite a bit then, huh?
Yes. We're both Virgos, so she got the earth part, right?
Wow. Have you known this person for a while then?
I've known him, no, just maybe a month. But it was the first and second day. It just felt like we had been joined at the hip ever since. And it just feels too good to be true.
Well, that's exciting. That's super exciting.
It's scary.
Well, I suppose that's one way of looking at it.
Well, it's fun, but it's scary.
Yeah, I totally get that. Well, please, if there's good news to tell us, please update us on it. Okay.
Yes, and if anyone understands, it's Greg and I. So no worries there.
And if,
okay,
if,
thank you.
And if there isn't good news, then just keep it to yourself, okay?
So.
All right. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Thank you for the call, Vicki. Really appreciate it. So, let's see here. We have that. So that's
you
good.
So funny.
So once again, folks, we do have some time left. If you want to call in, get a reading with Anais, you can. As you can see, it's not scary. The only scary part is me talking to you. But, you know, everything else is good. And you can call in 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. And I love it when people do call in, Anais, because this is – it's fun to be able to get that reaction from hearing it. I know you really like it too, but as a listener like myself, I find it very interesting to hear their reaction to what you're saying.
It is. It feels good, and it is better to get their reaction and understand. And because you have, you're not only when you're talking with people, even if it's on the phone. Like I love in person readings. And if I can't have in person, I do love the video readings. But if I can't even have that, I at least love the phone readings because you're interacting with their energy. I mean, yes, I can do the ones that I do for free on my live streams on Facebook, where, you know, I'm in my room by myself talking to a computer. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking to somebody, you're getting their energy, you're feeling it, you're interacting with them. And so it's even a stronger kind of connection. And it's just fun to know that you can actually like interact and get feedback or even if you have a question or if something might be like, yeah, I kind of get it, but what about this? Well, yep. And then you can just kind of like get a little bit more conversation, a little bit more meat in the story, a little bit more, you know, kind of get a little bit more. And that's what I love about being able to connect and, you know, interact with people.
Because it's kind of like getting a little bit of information from someone is going to help give a better reading, right?
Yes. You know, and you know what it's like too, Greg, because you know, when you're doing your spirit box, you know, sessions on your Ghost Box Live on Sunday nights, I love that, you know, because, you know, as a medium, I can relate on how that I get the goosebumps. I can, and I know for sure that this is real stuff. And it's nice that you have your Ghost Box sessions and your Spirit Box sessions, on Facebook. But when you and I do them privately, you know, with, you know, where I'm getting my own personal private Spirit Box session with you and we get to connect and communicate and ask questions and like, but we're like to like one-on-one kind of a thing. It's, you even get more from that than just like the, having all this, you know, doing it free on Facebook and live and, you know, not being able to really truly connect and interact with people. So it's just like that. So it's very similar to that. So when you're doing your Spirit Box session, I know that I'm supposed to be the guest on the show here, but I really do highly recommend people do contact you for more of that because you have this intuition, have this ability and connection and, it's a special connection to spirit through your own equipment. And that gives people feedback and healing messages that they need to hear also.
It does. And thank you for saying that. And also too, like when we do the events together and yes. We're doing either, you know, validation or you're doing just mediumship or I'm doing spirit box stuff, you know, the idea of what people don't tend to understand. We did this. And I'm going to be quick because we're going to go to break here in a minute. But we did that corporate event at the Mountains Theater where you did mediumship. And then we went up to the – it was at the Mountains Theater. So we're up in the projection booth. And I think you picked up a baby – and then I got something validated through the equipment, and it turned out to be somebody there, their unborn child, if I'm not mistaken. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. It was pretty incredible, and it's just and how we validate and work together and work because you know as a medium, I am the way we work together. We work so smoothly together that you know I may have some answers, but and connect with spirit. But it looks like when it's time, okay, I need some validation too. So it's like, yes, and here we are. We're having validation. Yes, I'm getting an answer. But you and your equipment, and we direct it to that so that the spirit can actually validate what I'm getting, what you're getting, and we validate back and forth. And it's a great flow, and I love what we do.
We're going to take our final break. When we come back, we're going to finish up here with Anais and any other readings that come through. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. And next week, we're going to be returning to the world of ufology with noted researcher and author Mike Barra. You will have seen Mike on such programs as Ancient Aliens and UFOs, Uncovering the Truth. As well, he has written many a books. And we're going to be getting into all of that next week as we talk about also the government report that was released at the end of June where they talk about UFOs. That's going to be next week on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken. For our final segment, we return to our guest today, psychic medium tarot card reader Anne. For those of you, I think we have a little bit of time left. If somebody wants to try to get a reading in real fast, you can call in at 952-946-6205. You can also put a comment into one of the live streams, such as the AM950 live stream. We can get that from there, too, if you like. Anne, I'm going to ask, you know, I don't ask this very often on the air, but may I get a reading, please?
Sure, of course you can. And are we focusing on anything specific? I mean, because, I mean, you don't ask it all too often on the air, but we'll say in private.
Okay. I think what I would like to know, I had told you about a possible project opportunity on Friday. I am curious mm-hmm. about that.
I will focus on that then, yes, specifically. Otherwise, I'm rambling off your whole life.
And no one needs to be that bored, so we won't go through that. And then just so you know, too, I do have another one that came up. So we have about 6 minutes left, so you can make mine pretty quick.
Okay. Well, for you, I cut the deck, and it's you've got a red two and you've got a green four. So this is a good foundation in financial situation that's coming. I'm going to say you have a good foundation for what you're wanting to do. And it's the red two is passion and duality. So this means, yes, I'm feeling like there is something here for you. And I see you taking a chance. The card here, the fool card here is saying, take a chance, just leap and just go for it. Because you've got, you know, but at the same time, you also have the rest and relaxation, recuperation. So, you know, definitely rest. Think things through because you have to, with what you are going to be doing, it's a passion. You've got the Ace of Cups here. You're going to love this. This is definitely leading. It's been something that you've been putting money into and investing in and, or just even time, something of value you have been investing in. And it's saying here, you're finally getting what you want. It's the passion here, the desire here, the Sun card is of on top of the Ace of Cups here shows joy and happiness with this passion. But it's saying here, you need to relax. You need to kind of get calm. And even though you're jumping into something and it is exciting, it is a passion. It is successful. I definitely see success for you on this one. Oh boy. Yes, we do. We got double aces and that's an Ace of Pentacles. So yes, this is, you got aces, you know, aces in passion, aces in financial situation. And I see the Chariot here towards you are definitely motivated. So I'm going to say yes. Whatever it is that you're, you know, the thing that you are talking about, yes. I'm okay. Going to say yes. It looks successful.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. What we're going to do, we have one more that I want to fit in before we're done. We have less than 4 minutes left. Glenn on the Minnesota Ghost Box page asks, will he be getting another used car soon? Been without one for a month.
Okay. All right. Let's see what we got here for you, Glenn. All right. I'm going to say yes. I do see green and the number two in green. So that's definitely financial that's happening here. So something is coming up here for you financially, money-wise. So I'm going to say yes, money. You're going to be definitely finding something that you're going to like. It's saying they're going to make it work out for you. You're going to be successful in finding what you're wanting. It's as if it's just going to kind of come to you through almost like angelically in a sense, or it's just – because it's all emotions and angels in your cards here and aces are here. So yes, I'm going to say what you're looking for. It's already in the process. I feel like this is going to be happening. So either someone heard about it, you're already looking in the process and something the universe is providing for you. So, and we're going to finish it off with the Magician, which I would say, again, you're making things happen and things will, you know, and if you just need help, all you do is ask and it looks like things will just come to you. So I hope that helps, Glenn.
And Glenn says, great news. Glenn, let us know if you get that car. You know, you always love the feedback, right?
I do.
I mean, how else do you know, right? I mean, you want when you're telling people success is going to happen, you want success for them.
I do want success for them. So, but yeah, the feedback is always good because you know what? Otherwise, you know, I'm going and even them just coming back to me, you know, is almost kind of like feedback anyway, because they wouldn't be coming back to me and I wouldn't be, you know, doing continuous readings and having regular clientele if I was just kind of blowing smoke. So that's just validation for me anyway. But I do love feedback because I love to hear the good news. I love to hear the good news. And the funny thing is, Greg, is like, I don't remember what I say.
No.
Like, I'm giving the messages and it's just, and they're like, you said this. And I'm like, oh my God, that's amazing. You know, and I'm so happy for you. But I, you know, I don't really remember the messages I give, but I'm happy to hear that they are coming. The positive ones especially are coming to fruition.
But people think that you remember it all, don't they?
Yes, they do. I think I've got a good memory. But, you know, all they do is just check with you and you can set them straight, right?
Well, I mean, they don't always understand that you're the conduit and like it's not always even you speaking, right? I mean, you're saying what you're seeing. And then you move on to
exactly.
The next one, and it's that. That's
yeah.
It doesn't. That sounds cold, and it's not meant to be cold, but it is.
No,
it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm getting the messages. I am the conduit, and it's not meant for me to hold on to. It's not. It's not for me to even know the business. It's their business, and it's their private business, and you know, between them and spirit.
Yeah, no, I find that very interesting because I do know I've seen it where people have been like, "Hey, remember when you told me this?" And it's like, maybe no. You know, I mean, and
yeah.
it sounds bad, but it isn't, because it just is like there's so many that you get through, especially on Tuesday and Thursdays. Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central, Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on facebook.com/tarotbyanne. Go there and like. You go through, because I run your live stream. We go through probably nearly 20 people every time where you do a reading.
Yes, and remember, guys, Greg is in the background doing all the technical stuff typically if he hasn't abandoned me, and he's really amazing at it. So say hello to him, too.
Yeah, make sure you say hello to me, too. Anne is a psychic medium, tarot card reader. She is available for appointments at onae.org. Go there and make sure that you get a reading from her. Schedule time for mediumship. It's well worth your time. Also, Tarot by Anne and Facebook. You can get one question readings Tuesday and Thursdays. Anne, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Greg. It was a pleasure, and I can't wait to see you tonight.
All right. Well, and we'll have you back on next month. Next week, we're going to have on Mike Barrow about talking about UFOs. This is Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. Have a great week.